You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
I don't need to tell you, life gets heavy. It gets heavy sometimes, and you find yourself craving or needing more fun, more light, more laughter, and that's something my next guest does exceptionally well.
No, I don't want to do that.
I'm going to have a great time.
No.
You might meet some new people.
No.
Even make some new friends.
No.
I think that's a no. Amber Jo Hodges is a mom, a speaker, an author, an all-around fun person. She likes to live life by the mantra, make life lighter with laughter. And she's here to give us a peek into her lens and to teach us how to embrace that attitude as well. It's so great to have you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So it's clear from your Instagram, you like to laugh.
Yes.
You like to have fun. Is that just innate in your personality? I'm sensing yes.
Yes. Always been that way.
Would you call it a gift, a strength?
Both. I would say both.
Yeah.
Just something that comes really naturally and easy to me, and I enjoy it.
I really appreciate when women can own that, and I think help leverage the rest of us to elevate and live a little higher. If that's your gift, if that's your strength, if you're operating at 10% higher level, I say more power to you, and thanks for bringing us up to your level. Let's check out a few clips to set the scene.
Didn't really work that way.
What do you mean? I did the thing with the hand.
Yeah, no, that's not actually real.
It's not?
You have to actually finish it.
I do?
Yeah.
There's one thing I would never do, and that's put my parents in a nursing home. I'm planning on having them live with my sister.
You just pray for them. I pray your brakes go out running down a hill. I pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to.
Sounds like a good prayer. Amen. Amen, I'll say. I'm sure you're asked all the time, Amber, but I'll ask anyway. I think we've come to know and learn that social media is but a highlight reel, right? Or an extension of people's best.
Yes.
What do you do on the days that land hard? Because I know you aren't exempt to trials and challenges and the weight of the world. What do you do on those days when you aren't riding high?
Well, I think it's a mindset shift, you know? I don't like sitting in that, the dark times, but I think first embracing when you are riding in a dark moment maybe and just letting it be what it is the fastest way to pull yourself right back out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to surround ourselves with people who are, you know, not focusing on the negative and then just making the choice to be the same and find something positive.
I love that, almost counter-programming, if you will, with the people, with the music, whatever it is to help bring you to the mood that you want to be in.
Yeah.
You're a boy mom?
Yes.
You have three boys?
Yes, I do.
What do you love most about being a boy mom?
The chaos. They are so busy.
It.
Yes, they're so busy and so fun.
Oh,
and
cuties.
Yes, we love it.
Look at that boy band, that's awesome. Well, let's really get specific and hone in on what women, moms, and grandmas can do to bring more light, more laughter into our lives. First, you say it's your mood, mom or woman out there, that really sets the tone in a lot of situations.
Absolutely. Our mood changes everything in the home. And, you know, a lot of times I think we have this habit of giving everybody else outside of our home our best. And then when we come home, we're tired and our best is spent. And I don't think that's fair. I think we need to really focus on, you know, how we're treating the people in our home and what our mood is while we're at home.
My mom has reminded me this my entire career, and I hope she will for the rest of my life, that your best energy needs to be for the people that you love the best. I'm with people all day, and I like to bring my best here, but I need to carry that same mode and energy home. So I say amen to that. Intentionality made your list. How does that translate to a lighter lens?
Well, I think, you know, however we intend to spend our time is how our time will be spent. So if you want to have laughter and lightness and joy in your home, then make it a point to do those things. You know, throw a dance party in the kitchen randomly, or, you know, at family dinner, share what the best moment was of everybody's day. I think making it a point to bring that into your home is what's critical.
It doesn't just happen.
No.
You've got to help make it happen. Mm-hmm. This one surprised me, although if you're going where I think you're going, I wholeheartedly agree. You say a house of order has a place in this conversation.
Yes, absolutely. The state of our home has a huge impact on how we feel mentally and how everyone in our home feels mentally. So if your house is in disarray and chaos, it's a lot harder to find joy and calm and peace in the place where you live. So having a home that's, you know, put together, and it doesn't have to be spotless, squeaky clean all the time. time, but but put together in order
helps,
lighten our mind, and we don't have to worry about that mess that's over there in the corner. You know, we can focus on having a good time with our family and worrying about it later.
And there's the translation piece. If you have systems that set you up for smooth, orderly function, then your brain, you can spend your energy elsewhere.
Yes, exactly.
Gratitude, obviously, a key to happiness. We know that. And you believe priorities are important as well.
I've noticed if I am using my time, you know, scrolling social media and I get interrupted by one of my kids, I get really grouchy, you know, but if I am using my time with my kids and get interrupted by another kid, it's a lot easier for me to transition and I'm not as grouchy. My priorities play a big role in my mood and in the mood of everyone else in my home. So making sure that you kind of have those in line with what your goals are at home.
Great reminder, solid strategies, and thanks for the sunshine that you're bringing to our feed, to our scroll. Where can we see more from you?
On Instagram, Amber Jo Hodges, or on my website, amberjohodges.com.
Great to have you.
Thanks
for the pop and the pep. We'll link you over to her Instagram. If you want to laugh, want to bring in some of those lighter feels and moods to your home, look for the link at studio5.ksl.com.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.